Kevin Miller here for CocoGamer.com for your daily audio boo news for Friday, July 17th. It's looking like July 23rd is quite a big day for demos and expansions out there. Is obviously, the other day we had talked about the fact that those that pre-ordered Madden 2010 will be able to get their demo on July 23rd. But also, it's looking like PlayStation Network, obviously since it's a Thursday, the PlayStation Store is updated with new content. So it's looking like Dissidia for the PSP, the Final Fantasy Fighter, will be available on July 23rd. Also on July 23rd, Wipeout HD Fury will be available, the expansion, and also the Killzone 2 expansion. So it's a big day for gaming on July 23rd. For those European gamers out there, it's looking like Scribblenauts has been dated for September 25th. Obviously, starting next month, game after game comes out that just empties our pockets. So it's looking like that's yet another game for European gamers out there to spend their money on. Also, this weekend, for those silver subscribers overseas in Europe, now's your chance to go ahead and try out 1 vs. 100 this weekend. As for those silver subscribers out there, you get a shot at checking it out. Maybe you're on the fence looking to maybe upgrade to gold. Maybe you're not. Either way, I would definitely say check it out if you haven't tried it already. It's a ton of fun, especially with a group of friends. So I'd definitely check that out either way. The big news of the day is in regards to the Rock Band Network. What this is obviously sort of like what Guitar Hero franchise has, but with a lot less limitations. Essentially, it's an authoring tool for those musicians out there that want to bring their music out into Rock Band Network. So people can play their games in Rock Band. From the details that we've been seeing, the music will only be available for a 30-day period on the Xbox 360. So odds are Microsoft's got some kind of exclusivity, quote-unquote, for this game, or for this Rock Band Network feature. Like I said, the music will be available for the first 30 days, and after that, anything that's, you know, popular, most downloaded, most requested, something like that, they haven't given too much details. Those big titles will be rolled out onto the PS3 and the Wii. So essentially, the PS3 and the Wii are getting the popular hand-me-downs, I guess, from the Xbox 360. So for those Rock Band fans out there that own a 360, I would strongly recommend, if this piques your interest, to stick with Rock Band on the 360, since that'll give you a lot more content. Once again, it looks like the big titles are being spread out as much as possible. Obviously, Bioshock 2 got pushed back, Mag got pushed back, and it's looking like Bayonetta is going to be releasing in January 2010. So it definitely spreads out the time, and frankly, it makes us, you know, almost accept putting out more money after getting title after title for the next few months. You know, that's definitely my excuse. I'm sure I'm going to end up picking up Mag more so than I would before, since it was around the time of Uncharted 2, and the same thing with Bioshock 2 and now Bayonetta. For those of you that haven't seen Bayonetta, I strongly recommend going out on the internet, checking out the E3 footage on it. It looks like a very promising IP. Also, it looks like Sony Online Entertainment has been hit by the economy as well as, you know, everyone else is, as they've laid off 41 staff members. There's no details, and they said they're not going to release any details as to, you know, who was released or what games they were associated with or what departments. But that's actually 5% of their workforce, so that's quite a big layoff for Sony Online Entertainment. So I'm sure we won't have any further news on that, but as they've said, it's obviously been due to the economy and cutting back on savings and so on and so forth. So that's all the news I actually have for you today. Keep your eye out for tomorrow, as the podcast will most likely be available. Previously, we were recording it every Tuesday. We didn't get it up onto iTunes until the other day, and due to scheduling conflicts, obviously we had Yusuf up at, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning every time. So we're going to make it a lot easier for Yusuf and Aaron as well. He's in Australia. So we'll be starting to do recordings, on Saturdays at around 10 a.m. So keep your eye out for that, as that should be out tomorrow. Send any emails you want before the podcast at podcast@cocogamer.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.